All right, praise the Lord. After all that, this title might not be so good. But I had some apprehension about preaching this tonight until I heard the message this morning. And I thought, there we go. There's my confirmation right there, because Eddie mixed in what we would consider political events of the day and surroundings with the scripture. And you need to know these things. And the things I'm about to show you, I hope will help you. So we're going to just jump right in. Well, no, hang on. I'm going to preface this by saying that we're right now living in times of uncertainty. Do you know what's going to happen tomorrow? You know, used to be I wasn't so concerned about tomorrow. And no, I'm not anxious, because I know the Lord's there already and He's taking care of things. But my grandchildren are on my mind. Do you know, I probably haven't told too many people this, but when Dronda and I first got married, I don't know if she had any thoughts about this, but I was almost to the point of not wanting to have children, because I didn't know what kind of world they would grow up in. And now I'm seeing the fruits of that world. And Eddie talked about this morning, where people have just simply pushed God aside, and their thoughts are no longer on God anymore. So when I look around, and it's not only in the government, but I see it in all kinds of places, we have so much corruption, we have so much greed, there's godlessness. You heard him talk about the Disney stance this morning. And I was going to put a thing up here. I'll just tell it to you. If you know what a meme is where somebody takes a funny picture and applies it to the culture, okay? So with all this gender identity problems that we seem to be having, somebody said the new Disney theme is not going to be Cinderella, but it's going to be Cinderfella. So think about that. It's a guy now, he's going to be playing Cinderfella. And so there was a bunch of others, but that was the one that came to my mind, because I thought, oh my gosh, you know. And then I heard him mention about the swimming event where a male actually identifies as a woman and he wins the event. And by the way, when he was swimming for the men's team, he came in, I think it was 400 and some place. You know, it's way down. But of course, to get first place, he gets in the women's team, and of course he outdoes the woman. And in Florida, I think it was Florida, I think they've gone ahead, or whatever state she's from, they went ahead and designated her as the official winner. And I was glad they did that. I was glad that they publicly came out and did that. So the fact is, I mean, we have all these problems of uncertainty and godlessness, and so the biggest influence to all of this uncertainty is the media. And I think it might have been you, Marcia, but I don't know who said that you can watch the media only for a certain amount of time. You can only watch the news and then you have to turn it off. Well, yes, because they're all together. And I should have put that video up on the screen. They say the same things. They're trying to get you to believe a specific narrative, a specific story of what's going on, so that you won't question it. If enough of you believe it, you won't question it. And I'm sorry to say, but a lot of people, and mostly it's time, you don't have the time to really go and research what is true. And so that's why they lie to you, okay? Point here is Hunter Biden's laptop. For a year, they've signed off on it, saying that it was Russia disinformation. And now they finally come out and say, oh no, it's real, but you know, there's not much to it. Well, as more comes out, we find out that there's a whole lot more to it. We're learning things that we weren't supposed to learn about. See, Trump wasn't supposed to win the election. All that other stuff would have been kicked under the rug and we would not have learned about any of that. But anyway, it shows that we have a compromised president. And if you think I'm picking on Democrats, no, I think we also had compromised Republican presidents. I really do. I really do. Reagan, I'm not so sure of, but the Bushes, compromised. Compromised and corrupt. I didn't know it, but they were. They're just as compromised as everyone after Reagan, I know. And I tell you folks, even just here lately, I know everybody thinks Putin is a bad man, and he may be. But he has exposed United States funded biolabs in Ukraine. Think about that, folks. Biolabs. What are they there for? And it's not just one. I think the number's now up to 20-something. I don't know. But the fact is, he went in and he either destroyed them or took them over. And they were messing around with pathogens because they actually came out on TV and they said, if Putin gets a hold of these, it could be devastating to the world. Well, then why are we in there messing with it? Why are we funding it? Why are we doing this in another country? See, we think Putin just is a bad man and went in and did all this other stuff. No, he went in to get rid of this bioweapons technology and biolabs technology. That's part of it. There's other parts of it too, but you'll see more of it coming out. You'll see more. But anyway, so let's just jump right in and look at the scripture. So we're going to look at Daniel chapter 11, verse 36. Now Gabriel had come to answer Daniel's prayer, because Daniel wanted to know what was going to happen in the future. Okay, and Gabriel gives a long discourse. I could have put all this up here, but it would have been hard to keep up. But eventually he gets to a point to where he starts, he's no longer talking about events on the earth, he's talking about future. In the future, Antichrist. So think Antichrist when you read this. So verse 36, chapter 11 of Daniel says this, and the king shall do according to his will. Isn't that what the Antichrist is going to do? He's going to do it according to his will. And he shall exalt himself and magnify himself above every god. That's Antichrist. And he shall speak marvelous things against the God of gods and shall prosper. Oh, I hate that. I hate that he's going to prosper till the indignation be accomplished. That's the 7 years or however many years he's revealed and then he becomes into power. But he's going to prosper till the indignation be accomplished. That's that time in Revelation. For that is determined, in other words, this is what's been foretold, and God has put it in motion. It's been determined, and it shall be done. Verse 37. And neither shall he regard. In other words, it's kind of like what Eddie said this morning. He's not going to have any interest in God. He's not going to have any kind of a relationship with God. He's not going to regard him in his heart. He's not going to want you to regard the God of his fathers, nor the desire of women. And that means the gods that the women would desire. Do you recall when Solomon, he married all those women, 300 and some, I think, and then he had 600 concubines? What'd they do? They brought in their gods, and they compromised Solomon. And Solomon got taken off because of the idols. And that's what he's talking about here. He's not going to regard the God of his fathers, nor the desire of the women. So whatever idols or gods they bring in, he's not going, nor regard, look at that, any god. Why? For he shall magnify himself above all. That's Antichrist. That's why I titled the message, Prepare for Antichrist. I think you'll understand as I get further into the message. Verse 38. But in his estate shall he honor the God of forces, or you might could say fortresses. Some translations say fortresses. In other words, he's going to be entrenched or formidable. People are going to have a hard time fighting against him. Okay? In fact, in Revelation, it says, who can make war against the beast? Remember that? Same thing. He, in his estate, wherever he is, shall he honor the God of forces, and a God whom his fathers knew not shall he honor with gold. In other words, he's going to somehow set up a religious system because his fathers didn't know this God, and he's going to honor with gold and silver and precious stones and pleasant things. In other words, he's really going to make a big to-do with whoever this God that he creates and sets up. And finally, verse 39. Thus shall he do in the most strongholds with a strange God, whom he shall acknowledge, in other words, not the real God, but he's going to acknowledge this God, and increase with glory, and he shall cause them, who's them? The people he's ruling over, to rule over many. So he's going to divide what he has to other people to rule over many, and shall divide the land for gain. In other words, for his own usefulness, his own purposes. Now, you might be thinking, well, how does that fit into today? Well, folks, there are powerful forces right now, working to change things behind the scenes. And not only behind the scenes, there's some things that are being done in secret, and there's some things that are being done out in the open. Okay? You can hear them, but you might not recognize it at the time it's being said. So I'll show you some of that in just a moment. And much of this has a satanic origin. I don't know if you know this, but they belong to secret societies, and they have almost every, not everyone, but almost everyone in the Congress, the Senate, and in the House belong to some sort of secret society. And it's been pointed out, they got secret handshakes, and there's a certain way you can shake hands, and you take one finger and you put it in a certain position, and it tells you what society you belong to. Folks, it's all in there. And I've seen the pictures. And many of these leaders participate in satanic rituals. You just don't see it. You don't know about it. But they do. They participate in it. That was what was happening down at Epstein Island. They were having these satanic rituals, and some of it involved the killing of children. I know we don't like to think about that. We like to push it out of our mind, but that's what was happening. These children were coming from somewhere. Some people believe a lot of them came from Haiti. Okay? They were basically no documents, no identification, and therefore they didn't exist on paper. And so they could be used any way they wanted to. And so they would be used in satanic rituals and be tortured, killed, and their organs be harvested. Folks, that's happening all over the place. We better wake up. We better wake up. We live in an evil time. But so much of this is simply a lust for power. Okay? That's what COVID showed me. COVID showed me that the governors and the United States was trying to reach out and take away your liberties, your freedom of movement. I mean, right now you can't even hop on a plane like you used to and just go to any country you wanted. I don't know if that'll ever come back. I don't know. They're going to make you either get vaccinated, and then after you get vaccinated, they're going to say, well, you didn't get the booster, so you're really not vaccinated, and so you got to go out and do all this. Folks, they're going to keep changing the goalposts. They're going to keep moving it, and they're going to make you do more and more because they said so. Not because the science says it's working, it's because they said so. There's five governors, and I pray to God they be held accountable, but five governors, New York being one of them, New Jersey, California, Wisconsin, and I don't know who the other one was, but there's five governors who at the beginning when COVID started, purposely put elderly people from the hospital into the old folks' home. Well, I shouldn't say that. That might be offensive to some people. But I'm there already, so I'm not offended. But anyway, the fact is they were putting them there, and guess what was happening? You know what was happening. They wouldn't let anybody in, and people were getting sick and dying. Sick and dying. Are they going to be held accountable? I don't know. I hope they are. I pray to God they are. Foreign aid. We're giving money out left and right. To this country, that country, this country over here. And now that Ukraine is having this thing going on, they're putting billions into that country. You ever wonder where the money goes? You ever wonder how it's tracked? Do you realize a lot of it is not tracked? A lot of it is not audited? When somebody was trying to escape from Ukraine, some Ukrainian leader, they found him with suitcases full of U.S. dollars that equated to millions, euros that equated to millions, and other currencies. He had suitcases full of this. Where did he get all that money? How did he get all that cash? Off the backs of the poor, and probably off of our tax dollars. Folks, we got to wake up to these things. The Antichrist is at our door. If I can't get anything across to you tonight, I want you to know the Antichrist is at our door. And we need to pray. That doesn't mean we just simply sit back and allow what's going to happen. No, let's try to prolong it as long as possible. Let's try to prolong it as long as possible. So there's this push for a new world order. Have you heard that phrase before? A new world order. Now, I tried to find some video, because I know he said it, but I forgot what president number he was. It might have been Bush 41. Is that the elder Bush? I think he was. Bush 41. He was one of them. I was trying to find his video where he was talking about the new world order. But I only found these two, so I'm not just picking on Democrats, because Republicans say the same thing. Let's listen to this first one.
Is to actually create a new world order, because the global order is changing again. And the institutions and the rules that worked so well in the post-World War II era for decades, they need to be strengthened, and some have to be changed.
Key words there, new world order, in decades. This has been happening for years over years. So keep that in mind when you listen to this video.
And for the international order that we have worked for generations to build. Ordinary men and women are too small-minded to govern their own affairs. That order and progress can only come when individuals surrender their rights to an all-powerful sovereign.
You get that? It only can happen if we surrender our rights to a governmental sovereign. Antichrist. He's at our door. He's been at our door for many years. Bush said the same thing. And the thing is, that's what's been trying to occur up until all this time, and not just Trump, but other people, other governors, have been thwarting these folks. Who am I talking about? The rich, okay? Think of the richest of the rich. First names that come to mind would be people like George Soros, Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg, of course, back then, Steve Jobs, of course, he died, and now it's whoever runs Apple now. The person, I think his name is Pichai, but anyway, with Google. All you have to do is think about all of these mega rich people. They all have one thing in common that you may not know about. You might, but you may not. Is that they are prodigies of this thing called a World Economic Forum. Occurs every year. You don't hear much about it. You may hear some benign discussions about it. You may hear it on the news that it took place. Well, the one that's coming up for this year, it's going to begin on Sunday, May 22nd, and it's going to end on Thursday, May 26th, almost a week, Sunday through Thursday. And I went to their website because I was curious. Well, what are some of the things that they're interested in? Well, I only picked two. There was a whole bunch, but I only picked two. Look at this one image. This one image I got off the website. We desperately need to disrupt our approach to retirement saving. What do they mean to disrupt? To me, that's saying they want to take your retirement. They want to take your money, and they want to manage it for you. The 2030 agenda is meant to say that you will own nothing. This is their slogan, folks, and it's not a secret. You will own nothing and be happy. I don't think so. That's not for me. And I pray that just like the fig tree, that we can curse and God will curse the plans of this World Economic Forum, because that's where a lot of these leaders that are trying to take rights away, one in Canada, Justin Trudeau, all over the world, are trying to take rights away from the people. And if they can't take them out just outright, then they will force it on them. Okay? They're trying every which way. Now, here's a good one. Look at the next video. This is on their website, by the way. Not video, but an image. Five reasons why eating insects could reduce climate change. Wait till you order something from McDonald's and it's got a big bug-looking head like this on it. Or Burger King or Hardee's or wherever it is. Folks, that's for real. They want you to start eating insects. Why? So that you can reduce climate change. Well, think this through now. How would eating insects reduce climate change? You have to think about it. If you're no longer eating meat, you get rid of all the cattle. Okay? That's one thing that they claim is putting out all kinds of methane and destroying the climate. Folks, they cannot predict the weather 3 days in advance, hardly. Don't give me that they can predict climate change 20 years from now. If that was the case, if the oceans were going to rise in 20 years because of ice melting in the Antarctic, why did Barack Obama buy him a mansion right there on the seacoast? That makes sense, does it? And somebody else, and I'm trying to think of who it was, I had it on my mind, but somebody else bought a mansion also right on the seacoast. They don't believe in no climate change, folks. They want you to believe in it so that they can put us in the Paris Accords, which is another way of funneling your money, your retirement, your taxes, whatever it takes, funnel it into this thing, and they can take care of it and take care of you. They want you dependent on the government. That's Antichrist. And that's Antichrist thinking. They want you to eat bugs, for God's sake. But see, this World Economic Forum is all about controlling the economy. Okay? It's all about controlling the economy up to a point such as this. Look at the scripture that I put up here. In Revelation 13 and 16, and he, that being the Antichrist, calls us all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond. That's all of us, folks. You're either small or you're a great person, or you're rich or you're poor, or you're free or you're in bondage. You're a slave. Causes all of them to receive a mark on their right hand or in their foreheads. Oh, just a mark. Sweden wants to go to using a chip. They want to chip your children because what if somebody kidnaps your child and they want to be able to find them right away? You know, have all this. Sounds good, don't it? Sounds good. Your dog, they're doing that now. They're putting chips in dogs. Especially if you get a breed, you know, an AKC registered breed, they put a chip in it. We've got two of them. Two, what are they? Goldens. Yeah, two golden retrievers. And they're chipped. In case they get stolen or lost or something like that, we can have some hope of getting them back. Yeah, folks, that's the way they want to do it. No, that's not the reason. It's verse 17. And that no man might buy or sell. Say that. Buy or sell. Say it one more time. Buy or sell. It's all about economics. It's to get you to a place to where you cannot afford to pay on your own. And you might think, well, if I'm not a Christian, okay, if I'm not a Christian, I can go through tribulation and not have to worry about it. You got to pay taxes. You got to buy food. You got to pay for your house. You got to buy gas, no matter how high it goes. I mean, how are you going to pay for anything unless you get the mark? You might as well start learning survival techniques if you're not a Christian. You might as well go and learn survival techniques and put yourself out in the middle of the woods and live off the land and just go off the grid completely. Of course, they're going to hunt you down anyway. You're going to go through perilous times anyway, through tribulation. That's why, now see, I believe in the pre-tribulation rapture. I believe that God in that glorious day is going to rapture us away before the end of the church, or at the end of the church age. Not the end of the age, the end of the church age. The church age is when the church will be gone. I don't remember the exact place, but there's a scripture that says, he that now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. Then the Antichrist shall come. That thing he's talking about, let, means to hinder. I can re-say it this way. He that now hinders will continue to hinder until he's taken out of the way. That thing he's talking about is the Holy Ghost. And if the Holy Ghost dwells in you, you get to go. Praise God, you get to go. If the Holy Ghost dwells in you, when he's taken out of the way, you get to go. So I'm grateful. But I'm also concerned that people here are not going to be ready. But you know what? I've spoken about scary times. I know I have. I don't like to speak about scary times, really. But you have to be aware. You have to start looking out and seeing the signs of the times. Even Jesus talked about, I don't know if he was talking just to his disciples or to the crowd around him. He said, you can look at the sky and you can know that, hey, it's going to rain soon or something like that. And you can tell when spring's coming on, and you know, you can discern the weather and the event, but you can't discern the signs of the times. And that's what Jesus is talking to us. He's saying this to us. You need to discern the signs of the times. And so I want to leave you with these last few scriptures, and we'll close on this. We'll close on this. On Luke 21, he says this, and there shall be signs in the sun, because Jesus is talking about the end times, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth, distress of nations. I think we're already at the point of distress of nations, with perplexity, okay? We're confused. I don't know. Do you? Do we know if Putin is on the good side or the bad side? Do we know that Ukraine is the victim or the perpetrator in some of this stuff? You know, we don't know. And that's what it means with perplexity. We're trying to figure this out. And so our And now they're talking about nuclear weapons. That they're claiming that Putin is going to either use chemical or nuclear weapons. Well, that's going to get everybody up in a tizzy. And they say, well, if he's going to do it, then we're going to do it first. Because we got to do first strike. And whoever does first strike wins, right? You got to get that first punch in. So if you think Putin's the bad guy, and they're talking this up, folks. Oh, I hope it doesn't happen. But the more they talk about it, the more they're scaring people. The Antichrist is right outside the door. He's knocking to come in, and they're helping him to come in. And the sea and the waves roaring, I think he probably means tidal waves and things of that nature, but let's continue, verse 26. And men's hearts failing them for fear. Now, I've had a discussion with some people on that. What does that actually mean? If you take it literally, it means they're having heart attacks. Their hearts quit because they're so fearful they have a stroke or heart attack or something and they die. Or maybe it means they simply faint. Okay, they just, you know how you get wobbly in the knees and like this and finally you just drop. Because your heart, you just don't have the stomach for it, you don't have the heart for what's coming and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. Folks, that's where we are now. I see things coming on the earth that should not be. And I pray our silent majority finally becomes loud. Make your voice heard when you go vote. And I'm with Eddie. Pray before you vote. Just because somebody has an R or a D or an I, independent, Republican, Democrat, just because they have that beside their name doesn't mean squat. It does not. You look to see what they believe, because one man I really respected, Dan Crenshaw, let me down like crazy. Dan Crenshaw, he I would consider is a rhino, Republican in name only. There's lots of them out there, folks. I don't know if y'all know who Dan Crenshaw is. He looks like the pirate. He's got a one-eye patch. He was a veteran. And I mean, during all his campaign, I was like, wow, you know, I like this guy. He's spot on. But then afterwards, after he got elected, then things change. Isn't that how it always is? Things change. And that's just one. I can name off a bunch. But men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. Folks, it's going to be scary. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Verse 27. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. What a day that will be. What a day that will be. So folks, yes, it's going to be scary. But we got something to look forward to. Oh, hallelujah. I like this and I'm excited. So last scripture, and I'll close. And when these things begin to come to pass, it has begun, folks. It has begun. Then look up and lift your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Praise God in heaven. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I don't have to be scared. I'm warning you so that you will know. That you will know. But at the right time, Christ will appear. We need to just begin to look up. Yes, we need to keep an eye on things. But you need to be looking up every once in a while. Maybe more often than you used to. Yes, it's coming, folks. He's coming. He's coming. Our redemption. And that was a perfect song for tonight, because it said there'll be no more sorrow, no more pain, none of these things. Oh, thank God. Nolan, your eyes will be restored. My pancreas will be restored. I'll have six-pack abs, I hope. The thing is, I know, I make fun of my weight. But the thing is, and I can do that, I'm not offended. But the fact is, when all that happens, we will be home. Home. Well, let me close. Almighty God, thank you so much for the words you have given me. I pray, God, that these words will not fall on deaf ears. Lord, I pray that whoever hears these words, whether in this auditorium or whether on the website, Lord, God, that you will give them hope. Hope that there is a better day coming and that we don't have to be afraid. And we know just to watch out because the Antichrist is right outside the door. But we are not afraid. We're not afraid. Lord Jesus, thank you. And for your words, I thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.